What is to be done with the BBC? A recent poll suggests that there is little public support for the BBC licence fee. It found that 3/4 of people want the BBC licence fee abolished. Now, the survey was of 1,000 people. It was taken just before Christmas and was conducted by the opinion research company Public First. However, a BBC spokesperson said it did not recognise these figures, claiming that Ipsos Mori found earlier in December that the licence fee was the most popular option. Natasha Engel, the former Labour MP and former Deputy Speaker in the Commons, is a partner at Public First.
When asked the straight question about whether the BBC licence fee should be abolished, 74% of people agreed. The really worrying part of that, though, is that that was highest amongst the youngest and lowest amongst the oldest. So the younger generations, we're seeing greater numbers of people who want to see the BBC licence fee abolished. And exactly the same is true also when we asked whether non-payment of the licence fee should be decriminalised. And again, there's very high numbers. It's 60% of people agreed that non-payment should be decriminalised. And again, it was the younger people who overwhelmingly thought that, and older people less so. But I mean, they're all very high numbers, so they are quite worrying for the BBC.
Are you happy to pay your licence fee? Would you prefer if it was a subscription service, so you could only get it if you had paid for it, like the likes of Amazon or Netflix, all of those, 030 30 80 55 55. Now, Dame Patricia Hodgson, a former chair of Ofcom and former member of the BBC Trust, has called for the introduction of a Netflix-style subscription model.
The licence fee is guaranteed until 2027, but in the age of Netflix and Spotify and YouTube, I think the BBC needs to work its way to a new funding model if it's to survive. Now, I believe that it should and will survive. It's the foundation of our creative industries, our shared culture as a nation, but also because in post-Brexit Britain, it will be very important globally, the World Service particularly. And I think a model for change should start with the licence fee settlement in 2022. We should start to either freeze or reduce the licence fee to incentivise the BBC into using broadband technology for subscription top-ups so that we're progressing to a new funding base after 2027.
Commentators Andre Walker and Phil Kelly are with us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Let's speak with you first, Andre. I was surprised at some of the figures. 74% agreed, but because that was among the younger people, the assumption would be made that younger people are maybe more accustomed to paying for things in a subscription-type way. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the concern about the figures, certainly for the BBC, is that potentially the reason the figures are so high amongst the young is because they don't want to buy a licence fee and they don't want to buy the subscription either, and effectively they just want to avoid the cost of it. Look, I think one of the things that annoys me about this debate is that it's quite often used as an opportunity to bash the BBC. I'm actually quite a big fan of the BBC. I think it's actually quite good and it provides value for money. But the funding model is totally archaic and something does need to change, whether you support the BBC continuing as it is or whether you don't.
Phil Kelly?
Look, this story is entirely predictable and could have been predicted from last year. You will see now a relentless campaign to put the BBC in the crosshairs. And payment and funding of the BBC has always been a way of exerting political influence. So if you look, whether Labour are in power or the Conservatives are in power, because of the funding nature and the government having a role in that, they use funding to exert influence. So BBC funding has been cut quite dramatically. And Boris Johnson said before the election last year that he was minded to, you know, look at the funding of the BBC. That's another way of just putting more and more pressure on an institution which is finding it increasingly difficult to compete. You'll remember that the Tory government threw back on the BBC the licence fee amount that had to be covered back to the institution rather than covering it itself. And again, that's all to defund the BBC, a very, very similar process that's happening to our NHS. And if you remember, Vinny, during the election, Boris Johnson put a journalist's phone in his pocket.
Yes.
He didn't want to see the picture the journalist was showing.
Well, we don't know that's why he put it in his pocket, but he did do that, and he then had to give it back to him.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this Tory government wants to do with the BBC. It wants to put it in its pocket because the Tory government are in itself in the pockets of billionaire media moguls. And therefore, the BBC has always been in the crosshairs of that kind of desire to dismantle it. So 2020, I think, will be a year where you see increasing pressure on the BBC and, you know, public respect in diminished. It's,
yes, Andre.
The circle.
You know, there's a real crack in the middle of the argument that he's just laid out. Essentially, what he said is that the big problem with the BBC is that its funding model constantly makes it susceptible to being influenced politically. And then he opposes changing to a new model. The advantage of a subscription service to the BBC is it gives them a huge amount of independence. It means they are no longer beholden to government. They don't have to get the begging bowl out every couple of years for the licence fee. And it's just a more modern way of looking at things. You know, fundamentally, when the licence fee was invented, nobody could think of ways of funding television because it was all an entirely new service. Nobody could have envisaged back then that you would be able to have, you know, a service delivered down a line that you can pay for and choose what bits you want and which bits you don't. You know, the BBC is partly a dinosaur here because of the funding model it's inflicted with is so old-fashioned.
So let's just to cut through it, Andre. You would be in favour then of a different payment service, so a subscription like we have with the others online?
Yeah, I think so, because what that does...
And do you believe that as a result of that, though, that you would lose or people would lose any services that they currently have that they take for granted, or indeed that impartiality?
Well, look, the BBC has to evolve. I think impartiality would certainly be... That would be easier. Look, there'd be some elements that would have to change, but, you know, I remember adverts in the 1980s for the BBC saying that, you know, it was unique and it could only produce the programmes it produces because the way it's funded. In those days... The BBC always used to say no other channel could produce the documentaries we do. No other channel could, or no other company could produce the children's programmes we produce. Well, now, you know, the internet and cable television is full of children's dedicated channels. They're full of documentary channels. You know, this unique nature is not what it used to be. But that doesn't mean there's no future for the BBC. It just means it needs to evolve.
Okay.
And sadly, with the licence fee... And, of course, the other thing is, payment of licence fee is dropping. The BBC is finding it increasingly hard to force people to do it.
Let's look at that, because let's not sleepwalk merely by walking towards the marketisation of the BBC, because if you look at the big streaming services, they don't offer the kind of range that the BBC could or used to. Now...
Well, let's talk about how it does currently. So say, for example, Phil Kelly at a local level. Like, you know, this station, for example, this programme, Nolan Live, for example, would any of that exist?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, you look at the regional output that the BBC does, and I don't see Netflix stepping into that realm or Amazon. And, you know, remember in 2009, James Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch, said that the guarantor of a free press was the profit motive. And then in the wake of that, you had Leveson and all the revelations that came out there. Now, what we need to do is protect the BBC. And, you know, the important point is government influence. And how do you remove that kind of influence, which is undermining public trust in the BBC? And Labour had great proposals in not dismantling the licence fee payment system, but by using a tax levy on the media giants to then give the BBC the proper funding it needed while taking millions of low earners out of paying the licence fee. I think it's a really good solution, but the BBC is in real danger in 2020 because you have a government that has its crosshairs firmly on the institution.
Stay there, both of you can. First call on this. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you think, Mary?
I think that all this talk about the BBC and no licence, the only people that use the licence or use the TV are the very old and the very young. In between, they only have to pay a licence because they want to get Skype, they want to get their internet and all this here. But take a look at what we were watching over Christmas. Gregory Peck, Bruce Forsyth, all these ancient, ancient programmes. Now, I'm 75. And Gregory Peck was old hat whenever I was a youngster.
I understand what you're making, the point you're making, Mary, in terms of repeats, but there was some stuff that was new. You got the Strictly Christmas special. And I don't mean to sound like a defender of the BBC, but just to, you know, the likes of Gavin and Stacey, I think that Christmas special was the most watched in years.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think that this business of old, don't let people pay, people have to have a free licence. I don't think that is right. I think pensioners should maybe get a reduced rate or a very reduced rate because the license is very expensive. But I think everybody should contribute something if we want newer programmes, because the newer programmes that come on are very good. But there's so many channels all occupied. And then to make it look good, they have the same programme on four different channels.
Can I ask you something, Mary? And it's a very personal, private question, so tell me to get lost. But did you qualify for a free licence before? Has that changed for you?
Yeah.
And how...
I did qualify for a free licence, but I didn't particularly want it because I could see the way things was going. Like, you know, I'm 75. I depend on the TV for any entertainment, and a lot of it is good, but a lot of it is so old. It's older than I am. You know what I mean? We need more money in to make new programmes.
And how difficult would you find it then, paying that 150 odd quid?
Well, actually, I paid it monthly by direct debit, and I never noticed it going.
Yeah.
To be honest,
it's about £12 a week or so.
I'm not saying I'm well off.
A month, sorry.
But, you know, it's just as long as it doesn't come in one big dollop.
Yeah, but the issue with what you're saying, Mary, in terms of wanting new programming and the amount of money that, you know, people are paying, or people having a reduced fee if you're older, for example.
Yeah.
You know, more programming, new programming is more money, and if you're reducing the money, then how do you get that?
Well, at the moment they're getting nothing. From where I'm sitting,
okay,
they're getting nothing. Well, surely if they're getting even half price from all, like everybody on the television, all through the Brexit and all the rest, but we're saying these pensioners are costing us a fortune.
Okay. All right, Mary, thank you. Let's go to, well, another Mary. Mary in Dunmurry. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Vinny.
We're wall-to-wall Marys today.
Yeah. Yes, well, I'm not...
Sorry, I'm laughing at my own joke, Mary. I have a habit of doing that. What do you reckon in terms of changing the way you pay for the BBC?
No, actually, Vinny, I rang up to complain about the quality of the programmes over the Christmas period.
What did you think, Mary?
I really thought they were very, 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 very poor. You know, all over Christmas, you know, all the... Most of the films during the day were animated films, and I don't know, they must be for children or something, but there wasn't really anything that would attract my attention.
And are you talking about the BBC on its own or across the TV in general?
No, I should have said that. I'm talking really across the board. You know, they were very, very poor. Actually, yesterday, I didn't turn the TV on at all. I looked at the TV programmes, and I thought, my goodness, you know, there's absolutely nothing. There was nothing. I turned University Challenge on, you know, and watched it for 20 minutes.
Oh, dear.
And I thought, you know, imagine watching this on New Year's
University Day. Challenge. Stephen watches that. He never misses it. He's got it series linked. There was a new version of Dracula on. There was there was a new version of... there was a new episode of Gavin and Stacey. There was also... I'm just talking BBC now. I think it was the BBC that had the new version of The Christmas Carol. It was quite dark, apparently. I watched the first 10 minutes and then fell asleep. Mm. But that was more of a reflection on me than the actual programme.
I think it was about a week ago or something.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't... you know, there wasn't really any good dramas on, you know, and actually the quality of programmes have gone down in the last 5 years. You know, I think they should, you know, have an honest day's work for an honest day's pay, you know, and if we
Are you reflecting on ourselves there, Mary?
Pardon?
Are you reflecting on us?
Who do you mean you
are? Well, we're part of the BBC here at Radio Ulster.
No, I do listen to your programme, yeah.
Oh, and actually,
yesterday, William Crawley's interview with that lady, Linda Irvine, was absolutely excellent, you know.
I didn't hear it. I'm going to listen back on BBC Sounds.
Yeah, it was excellent. It was the only thing I really enjoyed all day.
Well, there you go. And do you think, is Radio Ulster, is it worth that chunk? Is it, again, we said £12, around £12 a month? So
yeah,
if you work that down to
reasonably good,
£3 a week?
Yeah, also the license fee for pensioners, I think that, you know, there should be, you know, when you get to the age of 75, I think you should be, you've worked all your life and you should be due that.
Okay, Mary, thank you. Let's go to Jim in South Belfast now. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Vinny. Just a couple of points I'd like to make.
Make them quickly, you've only got a couple of minutes left.
Right, yeah, very quickly. The BBC are taking the content off the red button now and forcing people online. They're advising people to go online after the 30th of January. The sports apps and things like that's been taken off. A lot of the tech stuff they do, like lottery and things. And also, the BBC are now in a commercial venture called BritBox. And they're
and ITV, so a lot of the older things go on there. Yeah,
but that stuff we've already paid for. The thing, I begrudge the license fee, and I'll tell you why. I pay, like many, many others, a subscription service to, well, mine's BT. That's my provider. They provide my TV. So it should be up to the BBC to collect the money from BT and from Virgin, from Sky and people like that. You know, we shouldn't have to pay twice. And just something else I don't want to say. People talk about young people. My daughter yes. has a TV at university. And it sits down beside the bed. She never watches TV.
Well, university slightly. I get your point there.
Laptop.
I get your point. And I remember when I was at university, I went to uni in England, and I technically lived in like halls of residence, although it was a house.
Yes.
But because it was classed as halls, it was a four, maybe a six bedroom house. But we were meant to have a TV license for every room of the house. There was a TV in.
Same as hers, yes. That's exactly.
One for the living room, one for each bedroom, because it was like you were, I can't remember, it was number 21, and it was 21 A, mm-hmm. B, C, and D.
Yes.
So as a result, nobody had a license, and there was no TV. But I get the point you're trying to make.
She has a TV, and she paid for the license, but the TV sits down beside the bed for the simple reason.
Okay.
She watches everything online.
All right, Jim, thank you. Edward, next. Good morning, Edward.
Morning to you, Bavilla. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too. Would you like a calendar?
I don't mind a calendar.
50p.
I don't mind at all. No.
20p.
What?
Are you paying for it or not?
What's that? My light TV license?
No, paying for the calendar.
That's all the price for. I don't mind.
I'll just say at this point, Edward, that we might be paying people to take them because there's... Not a lot looking for. Anyway, so you rang up with the TV license, Edward.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think it should go.
Okay.
I think it should go at the BBC have had their way long enough, and I think they should be. They should get in line with the rest. And your last caller made a statement there. He said, they should collect their money. The other people that's providing TV.
Okay.
They should get a fee like through broadband or whatever. You know.
All right, Edward. We'll have to leave it there. But thank you very much.